Recipes is a new sample application that provides a collection of easy-to-digest code samples for Lightning Web components. In this blog post, we walk through some key recipes and highlight patterns and best practices along the way. Exploring Recipes, one of the new apps in the sample gallery, is a great way to get started with the new Lightning Web components announced last week. From Hello World to Data Access, the app features over 50 recipes that demonstrate how to code specific tasks in 30 lines of code or less. Let's dive in and take a closer look at some of them. Hello. Hello, the first recipe, shows how to bind a property to an HTML element using. Like many modern frameworks, Lightning Web components enforce one-way data flows and doesn't support bidirectional data binding, which often leads to hard-to-follow and error-prone state transitions. The Hello Binding recipe demonstrates the generic pattern used to keep an input field in sync with a component property using a one-way data flow, bind the input field value to the property, and register an onChange event listener that updates the value of the property on user input. Apex. The Apex tab features recipes that demonstrate how to call Apex methods in Lightning Web components. Apex methods are imported as ECMA script modules. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Once imported, you can invoke an Apex method using two different approaches. 1. Imperatively, Apex imperative method recipe, you call the imported method like any other asynchronous function in JavaScript. The function call returns a promise. 2. Using @wire, Apex wire method with params recipe, you use the @wire decorator to wire the imported method to a component property or function. The wired method is automatically invoked when parameter values are initialized, and is invoked again whenever parameter values change. Best practice, prefer @wire over imperative Apex method invocation. @wire fits nicely in the overall Lightning Web component reactive architecture. We are also building some performance enhancement features that are only available with @wire. There are a few use cases, however, that require you to use imperative Apex. For example, when you need to invoke an Apex method without responsive parameters in response to a specific event, like a button click in the Apex imperative method recipe mentioned above. Now that we know @wire is the recommended approach in most cases, there are two ways to wire an Apex method. 1. Wire the Apex method to a property, Apex wire method to property recipe 2. Wire the Apex method to a function, Apex wire method to function recipe. Best practice, prefer wiring to a property. This best practice applies to @wire in general, not just to wiring Apex methods. It makes the code less verbose and defines a predictable response pattern to work with my property.data and my property.error. There are a few use cases, however, that require you to wire to a function. The most common one is data transformation, wire get picklist values by record type recipe. Lightning Data Service. The Data Service tab features recipes to create, update, and delete records using the Lightning Data Service create record, update record, and delete record functions. Best practice, prefer the Lightning Data Service functions, create record, update record, and delete record, over invoking Apex methods to create, update, and delete single records. Benefits, you don't have to write Apex code and, most importantly, the Lightning Data Service updates the local record cache, ensuring consistency across components showing the same data. Navigate to a contact record page to see additional recipes to view and edit a record. Best practice, when building a form type user interface. 1. Always consider Lightning record form dynamic contact recipe, first. It is the fastest slash most productive way to build a form. 2. If you need more control over the layout, want to handle events on individual input fields, or need to execute pre-submission logic, consider Lightning record view form dynamic contact recipe, or Lightning record edit form dynamic contact recipe. 3. If you need even more control over the UI, or if you need to access data without a UI, use @wire get record, wire get record dynamic contact recipe. Each recipe on the contact record form comes in two different implementations, using static or dynamic schema references. For example, compare the record form static contact and record form dynamic contact recipes. Using the static schema approach, you explicitly import required schema artifacts, objects or fields. The major benefit of this approach is that it ensures referential integrity. 1. The existence of fields and objects is checked at compile time. 2. Fields and objects that are statically imported cannot be inadvertently deleted from the data model. 3. Dependent objects and fields are automatically included when creating packages and change sets. Using the dynamic schema approach, you specify fields as strings when constructing a list of fields. You also reference fields using the dot notation, contact.my_custom_field_c. This approach doesn't provide referential integrity. For example, the existence of the my_custom_field_c field cannot be checked at compile time, and the deletion of my_field_c cannot be prevented even though it is used in your code. On the plus side, this approach supports object-agnostic components, and loose coupling between layers, UI and data model layers, is sometimes a requirement of specific modular application development patterns. Intercomponent communication. The child-to-parent and parent-to-child tabs feature recipes that demonstrate how to communicate between components. Child-to-parent. A child component communicates with its parent component by dispatching a DOM event with or without a data payload, event with data recipe and event simple recipe respectively. Best practices. Always use custom event, not event, even when the event doesn't have a data payload. Prefer passing data using primitive data types in the event payload. If you must pass data using a non-primitive data type in the event payload, pass a copy of the object or array to avoid leaking private objects and unpredictable mutations by the event listener. If you need to pass a record, consider passing the record ID. Prefer setting bubbles to false and compose to false when dispatching events. These are the default values. Bubbling is especially useful when the parent uses an iteration of the child component, event bubbling recipe. Parent to child. A parent component communicates with a child component by either setting the @API properties of the child, API property recipe calling an @API function defined in the child component, API function recipe. Sibling component communication. Unlike Aura, Lightning Web components do not support application events. A PubSub utility is provided as part of the sample apps to support communication between sibling components assembled in a FlexiBridge app builder, where traditional parent/child communication patterns are not available. Check out the PubSub search bar and PubSub contact list recipes to learn how to respectively publish and subscribe using the PubSub utility. Unlike application events, the PubSub utility enforces page scoping. We plan to provide an official scoped event mechanism to support sibling component communication in the future. Hashtag safe. Harbor. Best practice. Do not use the PubSub utility for parent/child communication. Use the parent-to-child and child-to-parent patterns described above instead. Aura interoperability. Aura and Lightning Web components coexist and interoperate seamlessly. The Aura interoperability tab features recipes that demonstrate common integration scenarios. Aura components can include Lightning Web components. The Lightning Web component child can communicate with its Aura parent by dispatching DOM events or a DOM event listener recipe. Aura and Lightning Web components can coexist and communicate on the same page. The Aura PubSub publisher, PubSub contact list, and Aura PubSub subscriber recipes demonstrate how Aura and Lightning Web components can communicate using the PubSub utility described above. Error handling. Recipes throughout the application implement consistent error handling patterns. Errors that occur when a component loads its state, an error message is displayed in place, within the component itself. In-place error handling is implemented using the following template pattern. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. A sample error panel component is available here. Pop-up dialogs or toasts wouldn't be advisable in this case because if multiple components on a page fail, the user would see a succession of dialogs, which is a poor user experience. In addition, it would be hard for the user to tell which dialog is related to which component because dialogs or toasts aren't visually linked to the components that fail. Errors that occur in response to a user action, either in place or dialog-based error messages are acceptable. Best practice, prefer in place/inline error messages, especially for errors that occur without user interaction, when components load their state. Conclusion. We just scratched the surface. There are many more recipes available, showing you how to navigate to different page types, how to use third-party libraries like D3 and charts, how to share code between components, etc. We hope you have fun exploring them. Let us know if there are other recipes you'd like to see. Experience enhanced productivity with web standards, speed, and a compatible and easy-to-use framework with Lightning Web Components. Join us on January 23rd for our live global broadcast and learn more. Register today. Resources. Lightning Web Components Recipes, a collection of easy-to-digest code examples. Introduction to Lightning Components. Developer Tools for Lightning Web Components. Trailhead Project, Quick Start with Lightning Web Components. E-Bikes, New Lightning Web Components Sample Application. Lightning Web Components Sample Gallery. Lightning Web Components Version of the Dreamhouse Sample App. Lightning Web Components Version of the DreamInvest Sample App. Lightning Web Components Version of the Pure Allo Sample App. Lightning Web Components Version of the Easy Spaces Sample App.